Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Becky Lynch has been injured ahead of WrestleMania 38.
Could there be a major change on the horizon for 2K Games?
New champions were crowned on last night's episode of Raw.
And the NXT champion showed up on last night's Monday Night Raw. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Becky Lynch is injured. She has, in her own words, suffered a fractured voice box.
Oh!
Not sure that's the technical term of what's happened here, but basically she hit Instagram and there's a photo of her here in hospital.
She should be more careful.
She should stop messing around. She's got little bits and bobs attached to her and all of that stuff. I don't know the technical terms either, so I should...
We're not doctors here.
Yeah, exactly. No surprises there.
Apart from thugonomics.
But it came from a house show.
Sorry.
On the Road to WrestleMania tour in Allentown, Pennsylvania on the 6th of March. What was that? Sunday?
Yes.
Becky basically saying that Bianca Belair whipped her with her hair and she got injured. Whether or not that's the actual reason she got injured, that's what Becky's going for. It was a triple threat match. Becky, Bianca, and Rhea Ripley. Becky won, but she's hurt. She posted the following caption on Instagram. Unfortunately, I will not be at WWE Raw tonight. Not only did Bianca whip me mercilessly with the illegal weapon that is her hair last week, but last night in the main event of WWE Allentown, she tried to take away my biggest weapon, the spoken word, by fracturing my voice box. She can't keep me down that easily. I'll be coming for her next week. You can't spell WrestleMania without I. And then like 12 exclamation marks. So... it was initially unclear when Becky posted this if this was a work or if this was a shoot, because wrestlers can't be trusted. However, PW Insider's Mike Johnson has since confirmed that it is a legitimate injury. However, it's only expected to sideline Becky for 2 weeks, which means she will hopefully be good for WrestleMania 38, where, of course, she wrestles Bianca on the first night for the Raw Women's title. There you go. Latest on Becky. Hurt for a while. Back for WrestleMania. Fractured voice box. Not sure that's a thing, but she was in the hospital anyway.
Yes, get well soon, Becky, first and foremost. But I do love the fact they are leaning on the hair storyline. Like, I like the idea of Becky trying to argue that's a foreign object. It shouldn't be allowed to be used. And then obviously it plays into the finish of the match because I just love it. I'm a sadist, but I love the noise.
It's great.
That hair-hitting skin makes.
The Sasha one last year was particularly awesome.
Like, my word.
The fact that they don't do it every single week as well means it pops when they do.
And I really like the fact that Bianca Belair on last night's Raw was like, don't touch my hair.
Yeah.
It's really easy. Don't touch my hair
quite
and I won't
simple.
Do what I have to do with it. But yeah, I'm really excited for this match, I think. Yeah, the build to it's going to be very interesting, like you say, with Becky potentially being unable to... I'm the man. I'm going to beat you at WrestleMania.
You'll be like Kane.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
I don't know how it's going to play out, but two sensational title matches for the women on Saturday, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Ronda and Charlotte.
The tag team title matches on... what's the other day?
Sunday.
Day after Sunday. Yeah, that's right.
Which apparently now Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley are involved in.
Yeah, they've been friends forever.
Yeah, of course.
10-year
and also, the tease last night on Raw, Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania. All right, not wrestling.
I'm okay
still.
With him not wrestling at WrestleMania. I grew up in his prime years. I'm good.
As long as we get the glass shattering in Texas and a stunner, that's kind of all I really need. And when I say a stunner, I mean not from Kevin Owens.
Of course.
No offense, Kev.
Imagine that, if that was the spot. Steve Austin comes down, gets stunners, and that's it.
See you later.
Yeah, bye. He's burying the young Dallas, however.
Vince also hits a stunner to win the match against Pat McAfee. Anyway, let's move on and talk about 2K. We've already started seeing, I know some people have been playing it over the weekend. There's going to be, I think there's like a, what's it called? Are you not allowed to talk about something for a while?
Ah, yeah.
One of them.
Shut up, dickhead.
Yeah, one of them rules.
Can we say that? Does that need to be beeped out?
No, I don't think so. No. Dickhead, not bad. I think they're all good.
All right.
but a thing where you're not allowed to talk about the game for a few days. It's going to come out all the reviews soon.
NDA, a non-dickhead agreement.
Indeed. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens going forward with 2K games. They are going to continue kind of regardless. But apparently, according to Fightful Select, no crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sap of Fightful Select, WWE's held talks with Electronic Arts, better known as EA, probably.
It's in the game.
Regarding a partnership with them. So currently, WWE have got doing it through 2K Sports, which is a Take-Two Interaction subsidiary. But this title that they're releasing now, because let's be honest, they've had a few issues over the past few years, is seen as, quote, make or break. They signed a 6-year deal with them in 2016, which obviously takes them up to this year. And according to one of Fightful's sources, WWE has shown a lot of frustration with the reception and lack of success of recent games. The gaming market is a major selling point for them. They believe they've fallen behind the competition. So there's a lot of pressure on this release, and they could always head over to EA if this one doesn't go satisfactorily enough for them.
Yeah, so it sounds like it was a 6-year deal signed in 2016, which would theoretically expire this year after the release of 2K22. I don't blame them at all. Like, 2K20 was an omni-shambles, that release. It was just
the fact they didn't release a game last year was because of it.
Exactly, it was a complete disaster. And then they came out with Battlegrounds, which was like this... I mean, it wasn't built for cynical 34-year-old men like me. It was for the kids, but it wasn't particularly well received. So WWE, I think, are well within the rights to go, hey, these games are kind of crap. Can you do better, please? Or we're going to take our business somewhere else. So maybe they're looking for a new publisher. I would welcome that as a consumer, because in the current form, I have no interest in playing. Like, 2K22's out this week. I couldn't care less, because like the past few years, they're not for me. They're a bit too complicated. I would like my games to be a bit dumber. Like, for me, wrestling games peaked with the era of No Mercy, SmackDown 2, and Here Comes
SmackDown
the Pain.
2, yeah.
Since then, we've just been on a downward slope for me. Those were nice, simple, and accessible, but still loads of fun. And I'd like them to go back to that. Maybe I'm not the majority opinion on that. Let us know down in the comment section below. Would an EA wrestling game be better than a 2K one? Who knows? We'll find out. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be very interesting to see how this one is received, though.
Yeah. We'll probably cover it this week.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if it's quite good or just a bit mediocre, we probably won't cover it. But if it's amazing
or
a disaster, we probably will. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, we got new tag team champions on Raw. There you go. Hey, it's RK-Bro. Randy Orton and Riddle.
What a match.
Exactly. Match was built to for like 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, good job building up to it. It was them, obviously, Alpha Academy, the tag team champions. And Seth the Chef and Kevin Owens, they were the other challengers. They went about half an hour. It was, by WWE standards, a long TV match. Great stuff throughout. Crowd was amped all the way up for it. And in the end, RK-Bro champions. They've regained the belts. Afterwards, there was like, kind of like a show of unity on the mic as well. Randy Orton was like, I've been doing this for 20 years and I'm having the most fun. And this guy is my friend. So that's not how he speaks. But they're still building the relationship between those guys, leading to whatever comes down the road. I like the idea of putting the straps back on them, because it means you're further away from pulling the trigger on a potential split, and they're still over as hell. So why would you need to rush to that? I think it's good stuff across the board. And sad to see Alpha Academy lose the belts, because I think they've been excellent, but their time will hopefully come again.
Yeah, a bit good for Alpha Academy, but I have to say, an absolutely sensational tag team title match. Probably the best three-way tag title match I've seen in the last week.
I knew you were going to do
that. Can't think of any other better ones.
I haven't seen another one, actually.
And the reaction was, the roof came off that arena. Either when Randy Orton tagged in, when he hit that insane RKO from a Chad Gable moonsault, which just looks spectacular. You've probably seen it all over social media. And when Riddle sort of stole one, because they hit Owens and Rollins, hit all of their things, buckle bomb, stunner, stomp, all to Chad Gable, and Riddle went, thanks for that, I'll take it from here, and got the pinfall victory. But yeah, so happy for them. They presumably go on potentially to face Street Profits at WrestleMania, which will be an absolute ripper as well, because Montez Ford will just fly all over the shop, probably into an RKO as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, massive congratulations to them. I thought last night was going to be the end of RK-Bro. I thought it was going to be, oh, we came so close, and damn you, Randy Orton, and he turns on Riddle. But no, the storyline rolls on, as you say, and considering I thought and was hoping for the other outcome, I was more than happy with an absolutely brilliant tag team title match. So very excited to see where they go next with that. And speaking of title match...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There is a triple threat for the NXT Championship tonight on NXT 2.0. And leading into that, Tommaso Ciampa was joined by the NXT Champion Bron Breakker on last night's Monday Night Raw, his first appearance on the main roster. And he got the victory for that team in a match against the Dirty Dogs, doing all of Breakker's best incredible strength offense, delayed vertical suplexes, massive belly-to-belly suplexes in there. And in the end, the press power slam to Ziggler got the victory for Bron Breakker, who just, he looked like a natural on the main roster, I thought.
Yeah, he did. He fit in very well, didn't he? Sometimes when wrestlers come up to the main roster and you've only ever seen them in developmental, they come up and you're like, oh, how are they looking in this cavernous arena next to these larger men? I know he's rubbed shoulders, obviously, with Ziggler and Bob Roode.
Bobby Roode.
And several times in the past. But yeah, he looked like he fit the environment. And that's the whole point of NXT 2.0, isn't it? It's to ease the transition from NXT to the main roster, for better or worse when it comes to the weekly TV product on Tuesday nights. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, good for him. I think he has immense potential. And I look forward to following him on his journey to hopefully reaching that level.
Yeah, one of the few success stories, I think it's fair to say, from 2.0.
Along with Von Wagner. Wagner.
Indeed, who's got a lot of heart. And we look forward to Roadblock on the road to WrestleMania tonight on NXT.
It's a shame it's not Roadblock End of the Line. Imagine if it was called NXT Roadblock Takeover End of the Line.
2.0.
2.0 2020.
Don't give me any more ideas. Should we move on to Twitter questions?
Premium live event.
Well, let's move on to your Twitter questions. For the first one today, at WhatCultureWWE, of course, we're going to get in touch with us. Because from Biggest Joe, who says, hi, guys. As Revolution was amazing, but quite long, as AEW only have 4 pay-per-views a year, should they consider having 2-night pay-per-views rather than a one long, incredible show?
I've heard this proposed before, and I'm dead against it. I have enough wrestling content in my life, is the first reason. I don't need any more, really. I mean, for what I consume for work, it's a lot. And then what I watch in my own time as well. I don't know. I think you're asking a lot of consumers if you host it across 2 nights and they're both, say, 3 hours or whatever. But I think what Revolution proved and what All Out proved as well, Full Gear last year, not so much. But it doesn't matter if you have a 4-hour show, if it's good stuff all the way through, right? If it's well-paced and you hit the highs and everything comes together well, 4 hours in itself isn't inherently too long. Sometimes 2 hours can be too long if it drags and there's no highs. And sometimes 5 hours can be too short. I have no examples off the top of my head for that one, but it can be. I think it's all about the quality and how these things are paced. There were a couple of lagging moments on Revolution, I think that's fair to say. Lessons learned, hopefully. Either way, no two-nighters for me.
No.
Not for AEW for just now. It works for WWE for WrestleMania, for sure. But that doesn't necessarily mean it would be transferable.
Yeah, maybe one at a push, but I agree with Andy. I don't think we need two two-day AEW pay-per-views.
We got enough.
And, yeah, like you say, justifying it. I mean, it depends how much they're going to charge for it. Is it going to be, you know, $50 for both nights, $50 per night? I don't know how they would even work it. And I agree. I enjoyed the show. I think if you get rid of the buy-in, if you just watch from the start of that show, you weren't there looking at your watch whatsoever. I think four hours max, but that has to include the kickoff show for me. So maybe you could have... There's an argument to be made that some of the matches on Revolution, as much as I adored a lot of it, yeah, you could probably knock like 3 minutes off at least a couple of matches there.
You could, but like things like MJF and Punk, which was like the longest thing on the card.
I was never looking about watching that.
Exactly. And like the main event and Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley, it's a pacing issue. And even then, like Revolution, like I thought the House of Black match was as good as almost anything on the main card. So it's like, I don't know, I think it's a weird pay-per-view to look at and go, this was too long, we need two nights. That's my take on it.
Yeah, off the back of it, it's a very good point.
A really good show.
Eddie Zamari says, hello, legend and king of the mic. Oh, sorry.
Oh, here he goes.
Hello, legend and king of the mic. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Since the king of the mic is here, who's your Mount Rushmore for best talkers on the mic of all time? Should you do two each?
Yeah, Jumpin' Jeff Farmer and Kalisto.
Good lucha stuff.
The first two that come to the top of my head, I'd love to put Eddie Kingston on this, but Steve Austin and Jim Snake Roberts. There you go, those two.
Yeah, it's really easy for me. I'm going to go... of all time and right now for mine, The Rock. He's the reason I got
and
into wrestling.
Sid. good answers, buddy.
And I'm gonna go The Rock, and I know I'm biased, but MJF, man,
fair play.
Just
he's a great promo.
Captivating when he talks, and the ability to pull off what he did 2 weeks prior to Revolution speaks volumes about how and why he's one of the best talkers in the business right now.
And he's only 25, and we're probably gonna get like another 20 years of this.
It's not fair.
Yeah, it's rubbish, isn't it?
All he needs is a 5-star match. Dave. Why haven't you given it him yet?
I think he might. Well, I don't know. No, CM Punk's in it, and Dave looks at modern CM Punk matches and goes, yeah, that was great, minus half a star. He's got different tastes. He can rate it however he wants, obviously. But yeah, there you go.
Final question today comes from TrollMac20. Don't worry, though.
Okay.
TrollMac20 writes, good morning, What Culture Crew. Will there come a time when people turn on the Roman title run if there's no end anytime soon? Also, my favourite catchphrase is, damn! Didn't ask, but thanks.
Fair enough.
I like a good damn. I like the one where it's a sexy lady and he goes, damn.
It's like, Ron, you're a bit old for that. Come on, pal. Turning on the Roman Reigns title run, I don't get the impression that it's anywhere near or anything that's even close to happening. I think that WWE diehards are very enamoured with Roman Reigns, as they're right to be.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah, as they're right to be. He's doing the best work of his career and it's the best thing on WWE programming. He's awesome. I don't think it's something that's near, but you always run that risk when you extend something beyond its natural shelf life. I think that if he holds the title for 5 years and he just beats everyone's ass...
You're down and haven't beat everybody!
Yeah, give me the belt! He turns into Hardcore Holly and does that gimmick. Oh. But I don't think it's anywhere soon. However, it's always a risk, for sure.
I agree. I think if he doesn't drop it at WrestleMania, which I don't think he will or should, I think you maybe have him drop it at SummerSlam. That's a nice, like, two-year. I don't know why, but I love little bows on things like that. I'm like, oh, there you go. Like, oh, Scorpio Sky's had an undefeated record for nearly a year. And, well, it's a year. Some Paddy's Day Slam thing.
They're doing that.
I mean, they should have put the title on the pay-per-view.
Agreed.
I don't think it's going to run out anytime soon. But like you say, I think if he holds it till next WrestleMania, I think people are going to be like, all right, don't take the piss.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree.
Let's move on to today's and finally. And just something nice to squeeze in, because we didn't get a chance to mention it yesterday when it was announced. And we've had different stories today. Vader is going into the 2022 WWE Hall of Fame class. It's taken long enough, but I'm glad it's finally happening.
Yeah, long overdue, of course. The regret with this, of course, is that it couldn't happen while he was still with us, of course. But yeah, it's overdue. He's a great inductee. He's the best, in my opinion, the best big man in the history of our sport. From Tugboat. jokes aside, I love Vader. He's one of my all-time favourites. Well deserved. Didn't have the best WWE run. Fair enough. Things didn't... We won't get into that stuff. But he's phenomenal. He's an all-time great. So well deserved.
I did have a little chuckle yesterday on Raw when they were talking about him going, what a mastodon he is. Yeah. I was like, Yeah, you had to get it in again, didn't you?
I hope they show the footage of him popping his eyeball back.
Oh, my days.
Get Rey Mysterio to do his induction.
Terrifying, man.
Yeah. He is, isn't he, man?
But bloody brilliant, like you say.
Beat the crap out of dudes as well. Yeah. I love Vader.
I'm going to go back and watch some Vader stuff today, I think, off the back of that.
It's time.
Like you say, massive congratulations. Shame it couldn't happen whilst he was still with us, like you say. But long overdue, and
they
yeah.
Don't make them like Vader anymore,
no,
man.
Exactly.
I love it.
Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dally Boys sitting down to review Monday Night Raw and look ahead to NXT 2.0 Road Bloke. Road Bloke.
Is that William Regal?
That's like a mandem, like a road man. But I'm a road bloke.
Man's on road.
Indeed.
That was a song.
We'll be previewing that later on today.
At work.
Hey.
Hey.
Come from a land down under.
I don't know the words.
At What Culture WWE on Twitter if you want to get in touch with us and ask us Twitter questions. If you want to send more Men at Work lyrics to Andy, you can find him on Twitter at...
Don't do that. You can find me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hiroshima, the best wrestler you've probably never heard of.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Please send me photos of Vegemite sandwiches. You can follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Why?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.